room for improvement, to be led of the Spirit of God, have more of the Spirit of God working. I told the Lord the other day, I said, God, I may have to get down and start praying about this. Something I was asking God about. I said, I hadn't really sought you. And you know, I haven't really got down and in earnest sought your face on this. But I said, if you don't give me some direction, I may have to really get down and pray. I know how that sounds, but I kind of chuckled when I said it. But I was serious. I was just talking to God like that. I said, Lord, I may have to really talk to you about this, to get you to talk to me. You may have to get down and show you I'm serious. I need some direction on this. But I'm so thankful for what God has already gave me and just among this people. The things I've gleaned over the years. And I was telling someone the other day, they were trying to, talking about, you know, it's been an issue here lately in the general body on standards. The fear that some men would let down on some of our standards. Well, I was telling someone, I said, look, one of the things you have to realize about this body is we're opening the door of the kingdom of God is open right now in such a way that it's a broad spectrum. I said, we're trying to reach God's people in every avenue of not only religion, even the world. But even in religion, we're reaching out to the strictest holiness Pentecostal people and just holiness groups. There's some holiness groups out there that don't have the Holy Ghost that are just as strict or stricter than some Pentecostal holiness people. And then, but we're also have a door open for all of God's people, so we even include some of the most liberal, you might call them charismatics, but people who don't really have any kind of standard, hardly. You know, they don't adhere to any, especially dress codes, you might say. But I said, there's a ministry in here that's been here long enough. Not just being here a long time will cause you to get this balance I'm talking about, but you've got to, God has to touch your mind, and you've got to get your mind open. You've got to study men and study the whole balance of this matter, the whole matter. If you do, you'll find men in here that are balanced, they're well balanced, they're not extreme on either end, either side, but there's principles. They understand that there's principles of righteousness, that Brother Leniger was a principle man. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about 8 principle men. Brother Leniger, I remember him talking on that one time. and he, if I remember right, I think he used the 12 as 7 and the 8 being Paul. Just showing there was a complete ministry back there, but that God added another one. I remember asking Mother Martin Baxter that question on that scripture way back many years ago. I used to go to meetings and I'd seek out those men, you know, leading men, and I'd ask them my Bible questions. And Most of them would have an answer of some kind. They'd point you in some direction on some of those scriptures. There it is. It's in Micah, isn't it? Is that what that says? This man will be the peace when the Assyrians shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men. But it takes men that are that understands principles of righteousness. That's where we come up with guidelines. And I was telling someone recently, I said, you have to be careful not to take guidelines, rules, regulations, law. You can pin it down to being a law. I said, if you build the concept of righteousness on laws, if your concept of righteousness is built on do's and don'ts, you'll misappropriate, and you'll never will get the principle of why those laws were set there. Paul said the law really was a schoolmaster that God gave to keep, he did that to keep people pointed toward righteousness and to show that they needed it. The law makes sin exceedingly sinful. God gave that as a schoolmaster to bring us to a place to where we could receive His grace through Christ, the power of God through the Holy Ghost that would begin to transform nature. And there's principles that you have to get a certain understanding. The Holy Ghost has got to give you a certain amount of understanding of different principles of righteousness. But if your concepts gets hung up on the do's and don'ts, just laws, and it's easy. Some people, did y'all realize it's easier for some people? You young people, listen to me. We won't be in here too long. But some people have temperaments that it's easier for them. Everything's black and white. It's easier for them to accept black and white. It's easy for them to understand that you shouldn't do this. And I see that, and that's good. So I'm gonna adhere to that. That's black and white for me. It's easy for me to make that a law. Just don't do it. But the problem is there's a lot of gray areas. When you get, after a while where you start, you say, well, okay, that's easy to see. That's black and white. But what about this? Finally you move into areas where it's hard to get a black and white answer. So men, a lot of times, will just make a rule for that there, and they say that's black and white because we made a rule. But that ain't good enough for people whose temperaments have leaned more to gray areas. You'll find out I'm a gray area man. You'll find that out about me. I realize that everything's not black and white. And there are things black and white, and there has to be some things that you have to lay down black and white. You can't cross the line of some things. But there's a lot of gray areas that even in where you set up boundaries, you'll find out some people. And what I have found is everybody doesn't, everybody can't follow a rule to it. This is not a we're not running a military academy here. Everybody comes in here. This is a voluntary gospel. God's taking volunteers every day. Come in, volunteer to serve Him. Volunteer to be a part of this. Taste the Lord and see whether or not He's good. But even God knows, some people will come in here and they'll see some of our traditions, some of our customs. They'll just jump right on them. So I said, this looks good. I like it. I'll do it. They just jump right in head first, so to speak. I did that. I just jumped. I just bailed in. I said, this is good, every bit of it. I'll take it all. I'll trade everything I got for this. This is so good. But I didn't realize in a little while some of this stuff I was doing just because y'all did it, I started having trouble with it. You know when I started having trouble? It's when I started going through trials. Trials and testing. Sometimes I, you know, the flesh, you know, some of those things I had questioned with, I just said, black and white. That's black and white. That's how they told me it was. How come we did it? Because Brother so-and-so said so. You get in a deep enough trial after a while, you just, Brother so-and-so said so ain't good enough. I gotta know down inside of me what God wants. And you know, God knows that about every one of us. God knows whether or not you really have the principle of righteousness in everything. God, and that's why it takes the Holy Ghost to help us. You know, what's righteous for some people is not righteous for others yet. There is no change in righteousness. Righteousness is righteousness. But there is stages. Some men might not like to hear that. Some people might not like to hear it. But God measures you somewhat on what level of understanding you have. He winks at some things with some people, but he won't wink at it with other people. Yeah, he knows if you've grown to a place, you got it. You got that. I'm requiring that of you. Him to whom is given much is required. After a while, God's going to say, rule over 10 cities. And I'm requiring that of you. You've grown up to a place and I want you to accept that responsibility. I know you can do it. You've shown me you can. And so, but this thing is built on a relationship with God through faith. We're exercising faith in God. And if I walk in the Spirit, there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit, God's working that in my life, and I'm growing in it. I'm just like Brother Michael. Sometimes I hit dead ends. I can't keep going like this. I've got to make a turn. Some way, God, you've got to help me. We got to make a turn in this relationship I'm in with you. You've got to do something. Something's got to happen. A lot of times God's saying, I know it. And I want you to do it. Find the turn. Seek for it. You know, don't just go, don't be a fool. That's why Sister Linda, she gave us her dreams. We're a people that look in everything. We're looking in everything. God, are you talking to me because of what we've been taught? But I'll tell you that you can't put a lot of stock in dreams unless you know what they mean. God is not going to require something of you that you don't know what it means. If you don't understand, if God is talking to you, you don't know what he's saying, he's not going to require out of you. It's all right to seek him. I can't make a whole lot out of those dreams, Sister Fisher, other than rats are earthly. You know, if too much of the earth gets after you, you better get a bat after it, something. You better go to beating that earth, the flesh back, the ways of the world back. But, you know, if you're not having a trouble with that, well, I just say, God, Brother Stanley must be right. It must be steroids. But give me something else and it'll help me, you know. I don't know about those two guys, you know. We can make something out of some of that, but if it doesn't have enough to make something out of, then don't let that hinder you so much that superstition sets in and you start worrying over something you can't put an understanding to. I just say, God, talk plainer to me. You know I'm too ignorant to figure out some of this stuff. If this is you, either that or help me get close enough to you, I can understand that. I do believe God's talked to me at times. I didn't know what he was talking about. But I just think he was telling me, I want you to get close enough you can know what I'm talking about. I want you to know that I'm talking, but you can't hear me. So I have said, God, help me get closer to you. Because I know the Lord's talked to me a few times when I didn't know what he was saying. And I just know I needed to be more spiritual. I needed to be able to hear him better. But I don't, fret. In other words, I don't beat the air too much. I'm not too much on that. I'm more on reality, looking at reality more. Saying, God, I know, I know what tempts me, what bothers me, and I know what I'm having trouble with. Or if I'm not having any trouble, I'm not worrying about something, I'm not worried about anything if I'm not having any trouble. But if I'm having trouble, I'm looking. I'm asking God, what's this all about? At the same time, I know this ministry. I put a whole lot more faith in that word of God there than I do any kind of feeling I have. I'll stick to the word of God than I will on feelings. Or if my thoughts, I've got to line them up with the word of God. But I lean heavy. I think we need to lean heavy on the Holy Ghost and our faith. Look, Abraham, if we're children of Abraham, that's what Paul's argument was. Children of faith. This is a walk by faith. It's not laws won't get you there. A law, a rule, a regulation, they're good. Let's don't get rid of them. Not those that are set up that are good. They're good earmarks. They're good traditions. They're good customs. There's good purpose behind them. Guidelines, yes. They'll keep us in the boundaries of where we know God can work with us. Don't get out of the bounds too. Don't move your boundaries too much. I tell young people, when you get grown up, you get ready to leave home, your mom and daddy helped you, grew up in this body, and they set boundaries for your life. And the first thing you want to do is start moving them back a little bit. You don't think life has to be that strict. But I tell people, I warn them, don't move very far. Don't move those landmarks very far that set up your life and protected you. I've watched young people move them some, but in a little while they start moving them back in. I said, there was a reason this was here. I see that. So Paul got on to the Galatian church for frustrating the grace of God with law. Trying to in other words, Judaizers was trying to bring that Gentile church back under ordinances of the law. It wasn't the Ten Commandments it was bothering them. It was ordinances. Get circumcised. Keep holy days. Doing things that Gentiles didn't need to do anymore, but they needed to understand why God put all that there and get the spiritual concept or principle of why it was there. How it was fulfilled in Christ. Where it'll benefit your life. I'll tell you, saints, we're in a good place. God's brought us a long way, this body, but his hand is on us. If you wasn't living today, and I don't know if I could say anything in another place because that just didn't happen. But I can tell you, Abraham served God by faith way back there. He was a man of faith. He didn't, law hadn't been given. He was a man that sought after God because he believed God. God talked to him. I'm just telling you today, don't sit around waiting on perfection or a second heaven to get here. I'm telling you to walk in faith right now. Measure up. Ask God to help my unbelief. Believe him for miracles. Believe him for healings. Believe him for every need in your life. He was able back in the days of old, he moved on faith. People that had faith in God,
He was moved by their faith. They didn't have to have a restored church. They didn't have to have the Holy Ghost if they just operated in believing God. Faith moves God. He loves His children, and He wants to help you. He wants to work in your favor. Of course, we're living down here in a time when God knows we've got an understanding about perfection, about living in the inner man and getting out of this old Adamic nature. And He's requiring something of us, a certain understanding of that, and a growing up in Him, and that principles are being wrought in our lives. And principles of righteousness. And He's requiring things of us that He didn't require way back, maybe even back in Abraham's day. But one thing about it, where our understanding is still yet lacking, faith can take over. Faith can lift you up above understanding. God can move for you when you don't know what to do. When you don't know what God's will is, your faith will see you through. God, I've just never seen God fail His people. I've been around this, you know, over 30 years now, and I've just never seen anybody in here holding on to God just wither up and dry up and blow away. They's holding on to God, praying, asking God's people to help them. Somehow they got through their trials. They got on the other side of them after a while. And we rejoiced. Praise God. We rejoiced in the things of God. And so sometimes we go through dark places. There are some scriptures on rejoicing in the morning. You can do some rejoicing in the morning. Brother Leninger's thoughts, of course, he thought of that old song, you know. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime, praise Him. But Brother Leninger was a man that liked to set, you know, steps. Here's 1, 2, 3. And he wanted to see, and in the Psalms, he saw enough of the need for being thankful. And Brother Leninger just looked at life, and he just saw that if we'd wake up every morning and get our mind set on God and be thankful that we're here, just be thankful for where God's got us. Here's another day. And then, but here in a little while, before the day gets too far, I need to start praising Him. Not just thank Him, but move that thankfulness into a praise. And then finally, by the nighttime, I ought to rejoice. Or to have found enough in the day. Close it out. Rejoice in the good things of God. And, you know, like Brother Michael said, that he was asking me about that the other day. I said, well, he was just trying to find a way to help God's people to keep their mind on spiritual things and to have different categories of the mindset about the Lord and their walk with God. He's always trying to help God's people, give them things to base their walk in God with. So, but this Holy Ghost life, this Christ likeness that has been born in us, we're learning how to walk in it, give over to it. It's more of it in you than what you think. You think, you know, I know how it is. Some of us, we get to thinking, how do you walk in the Spirit? Well, so we're walking in the Spirit to a certain extent. There's a certain amount of the Holy Ghost that's taken over our life. It's touched our understanding. It's we understand some things about the Spirit of God, how it works, what's righteousness and what's not. That's wrought in our minds, and that directs our steps during the day. In every facet of life, it has something to do with our behavior. And the Spirit of God's directing us in a certain way. But
As I've said before, one of the difficult things that I've noticed for God's people is to get your everyday life in harmony with your spiritual walk. You know, you come here, we come here, we get our mind on God. Things are said, we sing songs, messages are preached, the Word of God's read to us. We get spiritually minded in here, and the Spirit meets with us in here. We feel it, we're edified by the Spirit of God. It touches us. We're quickened. That's the word I wanted. We're quickened by the Spirit of God in here. You get that more in here than you get just every day. But you can get that quickening every day. God wants us to have that every day. He wants us to reach out to Him and get that quickening of the Holy Ghost. In here, I can tell you in a little while, if somebody's up talking, I can tell you they ain't hooked up. They need to sit down. You know, or I can tell you if a song hit it or didn't hit it. Y'all can too. Well, if I'm walking with God every day, I can, in a little while, I can be working on something. I can say, God ain't in this. God ain't in this. I tell people that sometimes. I say, God ain't in what you're doing. You need to quit doing that. God's not in that. Can't you feel that? Don't you see God ain't working with you in that? I learned that in church. There's no covering on this. I can't feel the Holy Ghost in this. Sometimes you can tell that. You can feel, I don't feel God in this. And so sometimes you need to make a little turn. See if God will work in another direction with you. Anyway, God's working in our lives, and it's a marvelous thing what He's doing. We're growing spiritually. It's just like growing like a little kid. You see, you know, these little kids in here, Nethaniah and Anthony, they're growing right on up. We don't see them grow. He don't look a bit bigger than me, and he did Sunday. Him or Anthony, neither one. Or Brooklyn, she just looks about the same as she did last month. But she's growing. People that ain't seen her and ain't been here in a year, they'll come and say, my Lord, this girl's growing. You know, you're growing in God too. You just don't see it. You don't see it every day, but things are happening to us that God's changing us. We ought to be thankful for that. Hallelujah. God's done something in my life. He's making a change. He's making a change in us as a church body, local church body, but He's also changing every one of us. This change has caused change in every one of us. It's causing us to have to, you know, love one another. I know Brother Mark pretty good. I've been out to eat with him. I've been over to his house. I've been out fishing with him. Some of y'all need to do what he said. Invite him over. Take him out. Get to know him. He wants to be a part of your life. And if you don't like him well enough, he'll try me. Try one of us. I know what you're thinking. You two try us. Try some of us. We will. Praise God. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the fellowship meeting Saturday and see what the Lord has here for us. Let's come with our minds and our hearts open, and let's love all of God's people when they come in. Let's treat them good and love them real good and create an atmosphere in here where God could come in and move among us. Amen. All right, we need anything to announce before we go home? We announced it all. All right, 11 o'clock Saturday morning, Friday. That's what I was going to ask. I was wondering about Sister Smith mentioned coming at 6. Is that too early? I mean, some people get off work. Oh, y'all, is that what time y'all are coming? 6?
Brother Smith?
It's a little early.
Whatever time they want us here is fine. But, like, Sister Martha has to work both nights, so she picked something that she could do. She's cleaning the bathrooms downstairs. So if someone can't come that night, if they just get with Brother Painter and tell them what they're going to clean or clean for the church, you know, if they can't come.
Yeah, some are like when the men come tomorrow night and play basketball.
Maybe there's some that could,
if they can't do something Friday, if they can't come, maybe some could come tomorrow. But I was just wondering if we could shoot for a time that, I think 7 o'clock might be more realistic. In a couple hours, you can get a lot done.
I thought that's what time they wanted.
All right. And I'm not saying everybody in the church needs to come, but if you could, you know, and then if everybody comes planning on cleaning the ladies' restroom, there's 25 of us in there, we need to maybe find out something else we could do. So, you know, it'll work out, but... it won't take that long if you're just willing and come and do whatever somebody else is not doing. Find something to do that needs to be done. All right, let's stand.
Brother Smith?
Yes.
Up here. We'd like to have a youth night sometime this week. I don't know if Saturday night after the fellowship meeting to kind of enjoy ourselves afterward would be too much for the youth. Plus, that would give an opportunity for some of the kids that can't drive be able to come out to my parents' house. If that's too much, please let me know. We can change that to Tuesday night. Kind of mix it up through the week.
Because I know 4th of July is next weekend. That probably would be better than a weeknight for most of the parents, probably. So, let Brother Andrew know what time Saturday night. They go out to your parents' house Saturday night? Y'all know about that? Do now? what time? 7? 7 o'clock. Youth spend some time together Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Brother Michael Smith's house. All right. Let's stand. Thank God for His goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, precious Savior, Lord, oh God, we do, Lord. We want to thank You, praise You, and rejoice, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be Your wonderful name. You're a wonderful Savior. God, oh God, what a mighty God we're serving. Lord, we give You praise and glorify Your name, Father. God, go with each one here tonight. Touch Crystal tonight and her husband, Lord, as they are having this baby. Praise Your name, Jesus. We give You glory. Glorify Your name. Amen. All right, shake hands and be friendly with one another.